So Bruce, obviously an immeasurable loss, Colleen Jones, such an important person for Nova Scotia athletics and curling. Tell me just, you know, her impact and how she's going to be remembered here in the province and beyond.
I think the thing about this last night, I think the word legend, we throw it around too liberally these days, kind of loosely. But this was an absolute legend, Colleen Jones. And I say that because she's one of the rare people that made cliches come true. If you're a sports fan, you know that it's full of cliches. Take it one day at a time, work hard, find a passion, persevere, be dedicated, all that stuff. Well, she took all of those, mixed them in a bowl, and became one of the greatest, if not the greatest, female curler of all time. She found her passion. She worked hard at it. She persevered. She won her first Scotties in 82 at the age of 22. Didn't win again for 17 years, but never gave up. And began a run at that point that was unparalleled in Canadian curling. So, yeah, I think, you know, I reflect on her. She was a great friend, wonderful colleague, generous to a fault, but a legend. We've lost a legend here.
Back in, I believe it was 2017, she was named the second greatest athlete and from Nova Scotia of all time. So that just shows, right, how incredible she was and just how much people loved her and supported her.
Yeah, and that was an incredible... I was in the room that day. That was a four-hour meeting as we determined the top 15 athletes in Nova Scotia history. And Sidney Crosby was a comfortable winner of number one, but he wasn't a runaway winner. And that's because of a curler by the name of Colleen Jones, who had a resume so great that, you know, she's ranked the second-best athlete in Nova Scotia history. And Kevin, not to name drop, but yesterday I received a very nice text from the captain of the Penguins about this passing, and he had a line at the end of it that was tremendous. He just said, Colleen was awesome. And Sydney's a smart guy, and that's a smart thing to say, really smart. She was awesome in every way. She was a phenomenal mother, a phenomenal broadcaster, and a phenomenal athlete.
And you had, like you said, a friendship with her. You worked with her at CBC, and I'm sure you called many of her curling matches as well. Is there any moment that stands out to you from her career? I know there's been a lot, but is there anything that stands out to you as some of your favorite Colleen Jones moments?
You know what? Here's a cool one for you. In 2018, I was lucky enough to be calling curling for CBC at the Olympics in Pyeongchang, South Korea. And she was the ringside reporter. And there was one night where my two analysts at the time, Mike Harris and Joan McCusker, they were tired and appreciative of a chance to have a night off. And so I said, why don't you let Colleen come up to the booth and she and I will do this. And I just remember sitting there thinking, here's a guy, me from North Dartmouth, and here's a girl, her from Central Halifax, and we're broadcasting to the world, the Olympic Games. And I just remember looking at her saying, I'm so happy to be beside you and basking in your aura right now. It's just so awesome. So that's a special memory for me that I'll never forget, us having the chance to do that together.
Amazing athlete, no question about it. How do you think her legacy will live on through the Nova Scotia Sports Hall of Fame and through just people's memories of her?
You know what, it's not a stretch to say that if she didn't put curling on the map here in Atlantic Canada, she played a big role in doing so. And so, you know, she proved that you can be from Canada's second smallest province. You can be from a province that, you know, curling is not as big as paddling or hockey, or some would even say basketball here. But it's growing, and it's growing in large part because of her. So she proved that, you know, you can be from here, and if you have a passion and a dream and you work hard and you don't give up, you keep fighting, that the sky is the limit. And that was her to a T. She had three things in life that were really important to her. Number one, with a bullet, was being a good mom. And she was the greatest mom to Zach and Luke. Number two was being a good broadcaster. And she became a great broadcaster with national renown. And number three was being a great curler. And if she's not the greatest female curler of all time, then she's in the front row of that photo. So how many of us can say that through mental toughness, through hard physical work, through sheer determination, that we knocked out of the park every one of our goals? She could say that, and she packed more into 65 years than I think most of us will into 150.